Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And this week is one of my favorite vegetables to work with. I absolutely adore this, and I am so honored and glad that I can share these recipes with each and every one of you. I'm talking about corn. Corn, the sky is the limit. We can do any and everything with corn. My very first recipe for you today is one near and dear to my heart, one I've been eating for a long time. In the Hispanic culture, we call this elote. And what it is a corn on the cob that's just nice and decked out with all these delicious things. Let's get started. The very first thing that I'm going to do is getting four corns that are in husks. I'm going to put those in a 500 degree oven. And it's very important to remember that when we put them in a 500 degree oven, what makes this super unique is the fact that it's not going to burn. What's going to burn first is the husk. And what's actually happening is a steaming method inside of the husk that's roasting the corn slow and low in the most delicious way. I usually let the corn sit in there for about 10 to 15 minutes. And what I really love to do is if you don't have an oven and you want to do it right on the grill, you can do that. And that works just as well. Once the corn comes out, very simply, I'm going to really just rub it down with butter, with some lemon juice, a little bit of mayonnaise, or you can do an aioli, whatever you want to do. It's like I said, the sky's the limit when we're cooking untamed. I like to use a little bit of lemon zest, a little bit of lime juice, salt and pepper to taste, and I always finish with grated Parmesan cheese and a little bit of cayenne. Cayenne always just gives it that extra kick that you need to make that corn really explode and the flavor to just be out of this world. So remember, you can roast it. I would recommend, though, at least clean the corn. Sometimes the husks are a little bit dirty. They're wet, they'll be black, where they're actually starting to get molded. You just got to cut that off. It's not going to kill you, I promise. But this is such a fun recipe. It's fun to do this for barbecues, potlucks, whatever you're doing. The sky is the limit. And have fun with it. Get creative. You can put some fresh herbs on there, whatever you want. But like I said, the base for good elote is the simple ingredients I just gave you. For this and many more of my recipes, please follow me, www.AJHTheUntamedChef.com. Watch my show on www.FoodieTV.com. Give us a like on Facebook. Let us know you're hearing the recipes. Leave a nice message at Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef for Agnet West.